All right. Now, as we go into our digestive system, there's a couple of things I want to say firsthand. Because this is a small class and a small amount of time, I want you first of all to remember, we are not going 100% in depth. What this is about and what I believe happens at these meetings is that it starts you on a journey because knowledge is power. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. I want you to learn to study and research your own health needs, the needs of the people in your family and that type of a thing. So I'm going to give you some overview on how our digestive system works and why it is so important to get this under control. And I am going to tell you, I'm going to focus most of tonight's class on the colon because I cannot do better than Gary Young when it comes to teaching on the liver. And there's a wonderful resource you can go to, Young Living Wisdom. That is a bookstore that is online. And you can get the training CDs. It's in the back of their catalog. And I want you to get number 50, number 51, and number 52. And that is labeled Juva Cleanse Your Liver for Life, Better Physical, Emotional, and Spiritual Health. Again, it's number 50, number 51, and number 52. It is 3 hours of training from Gary Young himself on our liver and how we can take care of our liver and what an important part of your health and nutrition. And honestly, if we don't take care of our liver, you're not going to get over the diseases. We do have to feed our liver, and as Gary says over and over again, become a member of the Liver Lovers Club. But tonight, although the liver is a huge part of your body and a part of your digestion, tonight is going to be mainly on the colon and the things that we can do. So remember, that's where you want to go. He also has a wonderful book called Rejuvenate Your Health. R-Juva, J-U-V-A, hyphen, Nate. Juva, Nate, Your Health. That's also by Gary Young. You can also get that at Young Living Wisdom. They also have a whole bunch of these essential oils, desk reference guides. They've got a couple other oil books like Gentle Babies. That's a wonderful reference book. So start getting some information coming into you on a regular basis. I recommend to everybody those training CDs. Now, I gave you three specific that I want you to listen to, but if I were in your shoes and I were just starting to learn about the world of oils and health and nutrition, I would slowly order all of them, one at a time, two at a time, whatever you need to do. I mean, they're like $3 a piece. Oh, but the information and the things you can learn, it's priceless. It's priceless. You're hearing right from physicians and naturopaths and psychologists, different things on how to run our body. You know, I can't do better than what they've done, so we might as well use the resource they have. So keep that in mind. All right, now, important to know. This is how our digestive is supposed to work. When we eat and we put it in our mouth, that's when digestion begins, right in our mouth. And then we're supposed to have this wonderful movement called peristalsis, right from your mouth all the way through your anus, the whole thing. And peristalsis is this wave-like motion that takes our food and massages it throughout the intestines so that we're getting the most out of it. And what's happening with many of us, I mean, I know a lot of you have heard my story, but one of my side effects has been weight loss. I lost a lot of weight since I got with Young Living. And what I believe had happened, because before Young Living, I was vegan. Fruits, vegetables, grains, and beans. I did that for 2.5 years because I didn't know another way to clean out my arteries. They were both very, very clogged because of the stroke. They were over the 90% mark. And I didn't want to have the surgery they wanted me to have done. Mind you, this was just 6 or 7 weeks after my mom had been diagnosed with cancer, so I was I was really emotional. I didn't want to try anything, and one of the drugs they wanted me to use was a type of rat poison, and another one of the side effects was cancer. Well, obviously, I wasn't interested, so I did a little bit of research. Again, what is knowledge? Knowledge is power, and I found out the only sources of cholesterol come from animal products, and I thought, well, that's an easy fix. I will just eliminate animal products. And so that's why we made the dietary changes. I thought, problem solved. We'll go there, and I'll change. And, as a side effect, I'm going to lose all this wonderful weight. It's not what happened to me.